Yep. Yeah, my next goal is to be able to drive. It's, unfortunately, in the surgery, one of my legs, the nerves going to that one leg were damaged pretty good, and I have very little strength in one of my legs, so I got to have enough strength to move my one leg. So I'm getting, it's coming back, but my next goal, like I said, is to be able to drive around, and then maybe the next goal after that is to go back up to the cottage. But I don't have any handicap stuff set up there, but I don't have to climb any stairs either, so hopefully in 2 months I'll be able to, you know, go back up to the cottage. I haven't been up there since beginning of December.
Man, that must be rough. I know you enjoy going up there and typically spend quite a bit of time up there.
Yeah, but to be honest, it was so damn cold, there's no way my girlfriend would go along with snowmobiling in below zero weather. I mean, you know, I mean, you would go out when it's 10 degrees, 15 degrees, I guess 0, 10, 15, you know, 23 below zero a couple nights up there, and you're like, oh, too cold for snowmobiling. And you wouldn't want to be out there at night and break down when it's 20 below zero. So it's kind of good that, you know, it's the recovery is now when it's really nothing going on up north per se. So, yep. So how's things going with you, by the way?
Oh, not bad. Just like everybody else, enduring this actual winter we're having. But you know, you say how cold it's been, and it has been cold. I've probably this year skied more days when it was zero or single digits than I have in many, many years. And it's been cold this year, man. I can't believe how cold it's been.